and now nice enough to join us, taking some time out of a busy morning. The newest member of the 2000 Win Club, Louis Saez. Louis, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time this morning, and of course, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the interview, Anthony.
You know, when I came downstairs and saw you yesterday, you had a smile on your face from ear to ear. Tell us what it was like to win number 2000 yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty exciting, man. That was a, you know, hard work. We was, you know, working pretty hard every day and try to, you know, win much we can and do all, you know, all the best. And thanks, guys. You know, we had 2000 winner yesterday and we got to keep working hard.
Yeah, no question. Did the pressure didn't seem to get to you. You see guys getting close to a milestone, and man, they can't win a race, and it starts to weigh on them. But you just seem to like go bull your way right through it. Was it like that for you?
Yeah, you know, it was not pressure. I always try to be like kind, and I don't think too much, because when you worry too much, then you know you can't do it. So. That's what I feel. So I just, you know, try to be normal and they happen, you know?
Yeah, that's the best way, I think. Just go about your day like you always do, because you're tremendously successful. I think the late Bobby Frankel, if he still was alive in training, he would use you all the time. You would be his favorite jockey, I think, because of the way that you ride. And you know where you are on the racetrack all the time. Do you do a lot of preparation?
Yeah, I work out in my house. Before the races, I try to, like, you know, see the replays, see the horse, how they run, how is the best way to, you know, to get in the race and yeah, and sometimes work, you know, and sometimes it's not like how we want, but. You know, I feel so proud for the horses to, you know, when they win the race, you know, it's something very special for me.
You read the form a lot, Louis?
Yeah, I read the form a lot.
Yeah, I always tell people, I think, I don't know you that well that way, but I always tell people, you're probably going to make a good handicapper when you retire one day a long time from now.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, let's see. We never know.
Yeah. This is going to be your fourth consecutive year with over 200 wins. You came up to New York full-time in 2013. I can't believe you've been here on a regular basis now for 5 years. And in that 5 years, right around 1,000 of those wins. Does it make it more special to do it here and at Gulfstream, you know, against these tough colonies?
Yes, man. It's very special for me because, you know, it's not easy. It's pretty tough. And then a lot of competition, and, you know, special here in New York, you know, a lot of good riders, man. It's not easy. Well, wow, it's so special for me. It was so much fun.
Who are some of the guys you ride with and against that you admire and look up to?
Like jockeys?
Yes.
Well, man, Cornelio Velasquez, he retired right now, but he was one of my favorite jockeys. He helped, you know, he teach me a lot of stuff, and I always be close to him, and, you know, I always talk to him, too. Lafitte Pinkay was my favorite jockey, too. I was very close to my brother, too, you know. And, I don't know, Castellano and Johnny, pretty good riders, and I feel very, you know, proud to be riding with those guys. You know, it's you know, top jockey, something special for me.
Would you ever imagine when you were younger getting 2,000 wins in your career?
No, I never imagined that.
Can you imagine 3,000?
Well, now, yes, I can imagine. You know, we got to keep working hard and see, you know, see what happens, hopefully.
Yeah, and you know, Lou, you did it in a day and age where a lot of guys are associated, a lot of jockeys, a lot of guys and gals are associated with one barn. You've pretty much done it without having one major barn in your corner. You kind of ride for everyone.
Yes, that's a good. You know, that's pretty tough. We work for everybody. We ride for everybody. We try to win for everybody. You know, Brock, Joe Char, Top, they give me a lot of opportunities. I feel very, you know, very proud. I always give you thanks to all these guys and, you know, everybody, but they help me a lot, you know. And that's something very special for me. I just give a thanks, you know. Thanks for everything.
Talk about your agent, Richard DePass, a little bit.
Oh, Richie, man, he's a hard worker. He works a lot. He's very sharp. He always wanna, you know, keep working every day, every morning. He called me to work in horses, galloping horses too. And man, we're working pretty hard. We gotta do it, you know. And he's a very nice guy, very nice guy. I never see him like knocking somebody, you know. He's pretty honest guy, man. And I love him like he is my family, you know.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Louie. Great job on the first 2,000. Here's to the next 2,000. Good luck today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Anthony, man, I appreciate it. And thank you so much for this interview, and God bless everybody. Thank you, guys.